Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
Do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. Wherever there may be, they will help you get there. They got an unmatched selection. They got fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell
Chris
yeah.
Broussard and Rob Parker on a funky flashback Friday. What's up, Mr. Parker?
What's happening? I got a fresh cut today and... got the beard. You see, I'm growing my beard back. You know, so I had to trim it down. My man Daryl at the barbershop hooked me up here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So ready for Vegas, Chris. I'm heading to Vegas tomorrow. Looking forward to it. MGM Grand.
You're going tomorrow, not tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow, not tonight.
Okay.
Just for one night. What's funny?
I was just thinking about how you double booked yourself for the Vegas room.
I did. I double booked Chris and... totally forgot that Lamar hadn't set me up. So I'm all good to go. I can't wait. I had two hotels is what I had.
Okay.
So now we're good to go.
So you know you're big time, CB.
Nah, you know, and I can't wait to eat at Chris. You've eaten there when you've gone. Kraft steak, is that not delicious?
It's delicious. It's delicious.
It really is. What do you got going this weekend? Anything big?
No, just hanging out with my wife. You know, we're empty nesters now.
I was going to say, that's right. Now your mom's with your brother and your kids are gone. So, wild times at the Broussards this weekend.
Hanging out or hanging in. Either way, it's all good.
Like you want to drop to your knees.
Hey, Doc, I got it. Do you need one of the rooms that I booked, Chris? You sure? Hey, Doc, there's something wrong down here with my knee.
Nice.
Can you check it out?
Nice.
Rob, stop lying. That room's for your mentees. You know it.
Man, that's great.
We'll have a good weekend, as I'm sure you will. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. D DJ Alex Tyshirt is not in the house. He's in the crates.
I'm Dusty.
They're calling him Tom Crady. That's right. He's got plenty in store, I'm sure. And on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. Rob, we got the NFL playoff wild card weekend, of course, coming up. Everybody's excited. Except you.
Except me, right. I'm not, especially when you talk about some of the games, I'm not excited about them. Not all of them I'm not excited, but some. And well, you hear the weather in San Francisco, Chris, that's scary to me. Like,
well, I know they just had a big rainstorm.
They say it's supposed to be awful, windy and wet and rainy. That's a scary game. Just, you know, when the weather conditions can affect what happens.
Look, if I'm Seattle, not that they necessarily play great in that stuff, but I'd be more excited if the weather can throw a monkey wrench into things. You know what I mean? Like, their chances would seem to be better if the weather, you know, maybe slows San Francisco down or something on offense.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. If I'm Seattle, like they're so high powered that could work in their to their advantage.
Right. I think Pete Carroll's been doing some psychological warfare, reverse psychology, just praising the 49ers as if they're the Joe Montana 49ers. But I think he's trying to get them overconfident. But we'll see. I don't, you know, I like San Francisco in that game. I think most people do. But hey, you never know when you might get a shocker. So we will see. But Rob, one of the games, of course, taking place will be the Los Angeles Chargers against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that should be a really good one. I'm a bit torn on it. I think it's going to be a close game.
Everybody told me you were torn on television. You gave one pick, and then you came back with another one. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm with the Jags. I got to be honest. My partner Nick Wright,
he convinced you?
He didn't convince me, but he can be a bit obnoxious about the Jaguars. If you didn't know, he loves Trevor Lawrence. And so
he loved Trevor Lawrence last year too, or no?
Nah, he did. I give it to him. Okay, no, he's been with him. He thinks he's going to be all that. And so I was just like, man, I just don't want them to win because of Nick. I don't want to deal with Nick running off at the mouth if they win. So I was like trying to convince myself for the Chargers, but my gut, Rob. I still think it could be a close game, but I think losing Mike Evans. Mike Williams is, I think he's a great receiver. I think that's going to be big. And then I just got no faith in Brandon Staley. So I had to say, you know what? I'm with Jacksonville. I can't put my belief in these guys. And I give them a shot because I think, you know, Jacksonville's not like a world beater, but I do think Jacksonville's better, particularly without Mike Williams. So we will see. But, Rob, Brandon Staley, neither you nor I have been a believer in him. I mean, heck, the reason Mike Williams is out is because Staley played him last week when they had already clinched everything.
In a meaningless game, Chris, and he wasn't second-guessed. He was first-guessed. People were like, why is he in the game?
Right, and that because he's had a little injury, you know, trouble at times, and so why you got him in there? And Rob, remember when Justin Herbert had broken ribs earlier in the year and they were being blown away by Jacksonville, he left Herbert in late in the game with broken ribs.
Right.
And so we've talked about, his first year's fourth down calls going for it on all manner of yardage needed on fourth down. Last year, remember the playoff? Well, not the playoff. They could have made the playoffs when they were playing the Raiders. And the Raiders seemed content to be like, look, we'll let it be a tie. Both of us will go to the playoffs. And he called a timeout changed the Raiders' plans. And then they go ahead and score and win the game, and the Chargers don't make it.
And Chris, you remember 2 years ago, they had that game against Kansas City. You remember all the calls where he went for it on fourth down at his own 32.
Yeah.
Like in games, like what are you doing? Like that was a game I remember. They clearly should have won, and he made two or three questionable calls in his own end. You know, like you're giving Patrick Mahomes the ball at the 32 on a 4th and 7.
Right.
Nah, come on, you must be crazy.
And somebody must have talked to him because he
stopped that this year. Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
But let me throw this at you. If you're a Chargers fan, would you actually, because if they lose, he might lose his job. Might. If they win, you would think he's safe, his job. And Rob, Sean Payton is out there. He wants to coach.
He's lurking. There's blood in the water.
Man, I mean, and I'm not saying he's the only good coach. Obviously, there's other guys that could coach his team. But if I'm Sean Payton, when I look at the landscape, when I see Justin Herbert there, I see a team that's talented on both sides of the ball. That would be – the Chargers would be high on my list. And so here's the question. If you're a Chargers fan, would you actually root for them to lose this weekend just so it might get you a new head coach?
That's always a tough call because I do hear fans talking about stuff like that. Like, they always want their team to win, but they're like, but we got to get rid of him. And if they win, then he's going to be here for another year.
Right.
So it's really like a tough call because they're the favorites. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like,
right.
Like they're the favorites.
I mean, Jacksonville came on strong at the end.
But the Chargers are the favorites in that game,
right.
And they should be.
They're 9-8, Jacksonville. They're not winning.
Exactly. And so you want your team because you feel like, man, you know, we got a quarterback. Maybe he can get hot and do what Joe Burrow did a year ago, Chris, you know, like and deliver us to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So there's all that kind of stuff that if you're a fan, you don't want. I'm going to say that most fans don't want them, but they want their team to win. I think that they still want their team to win, and you want to feel like, okay, we're missing somebody. It was dumb on the coach's part, but we can work through it. We can still squeak it out. We can still get there. So I believe most fans would want their team to win.
You know what? I'm with you. I mean, even though, because you just never know what could happen.
People overcome
stuff. Who in the world
stuff?
Would expect Cincinnati to have gotten to the Super Bowl last year, right?
Nobody.
You would have gone into those playoffs thinking, okay, this was nice. They got here, but they don't have a chance. And they go all the way. And so I agree with you. As much as they may not want Brandon Staley, you still want your team to win. And I don't think it would happen if they had a long playoff run. But it's not like they still couldn't get rid of the coach. I mean, depending on how far they go, but you know what I mean? Like, they could win a game, a playoff game, two maybe, even if you feel like, you know what, he's not the guy to get us to the next level. We've seen that happen at times. Remember Mark Jackson, it was the NBA, but the Warriors were a good team under him, 50 wins, and they still made a coaching change. So it happens occasionally,
not often. I said it before, too. The other one was the Pistons with Rick Carlisle.
Yep.
They got to the second round. They weren't happy with that, and Larry Brown was available. They upgraded at that time. Now Rick went on to win a championship, but at that time, Larry Brown was arguably better.
Right.
And they got him, Chris. They went to the conference finals like 6 years in a row. But Larry
and
got him the champ with Larry Brown. So sometimes that's up to ownership and management to say, should we upgrade? Here's a chance to upgrade. We like Staley, but wait a minute, Peyton's sitting here.
Right, and that's where you judge. You don't just judge by results, right? You judge by, is this guy really doing a good job or not? Look, are we maximizing our talent?
Right.
And I think a lot of people would say no. And Rob, the other thing is for the fans, they played the Chiefs really well. They lost to them twice this year, but both times by 3 points. So again, they got to be thinking, look, we're not necessarily expecting to come out of the AFC, but hey, we got to take our chance. We got to, you know, throw our punch. And so I agree with you. I think they would want Staley out, but more so they want to win the game and take their chances. in the tournament, as some of the coaches call it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If you were or are, so if you're not a Chargers fan, you can still call in. If you were or are a Chargers fan, would you rather win the game and see what you can do in these playoffs, or lose it so you could get a new head coach? Or maybe we got some Brandon Staley defenders out there. You can call in too. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know this at all, Chris. You?
It sounds familiar, but I can't place it right now.
Was this side B on one
I'm
of
waiting.
Those?
It does sound like a B-side.
Is this but a B-side?
It sounds like a B-side for sure.
It is a B-side.
Late
one of my favorite B-sides.
Late 70s B-side. Who is it?
Gloria Gaynor.
Is it?
Yeah, okay.
She didn't survive. She didn't survive, Chris, after that song.
This song's called Anybody Want a Party.
This sounds good, but it definitely sounds like a B-side.
Hey, stop that. It's a good one.
It's good. good. It is good. I never heard it on the radio, though.
I never miss it.
Right. I never miss Gloria Gaynor all the time.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. And then all your protection will be in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Brandon Staley so bad that you, as a Chargers fan, would rather lose so he'll get tossed and fired, relieved of his duties, than win against Jacksonville this weekend? Your thoughts?
Hey, Chris, before we get to the phones real quick, I got a text from Chuck in I got a tweet from Chuck in Cincy, and he wrote this. Remember, the Spanos family fired Schottenheimer after going 14-2. Staley is a dead man walking. Hello, Sean Payton. And you remember Schottenheimer used to win a lot of regular season games. He couldn't win the games in the playoffs. He really struggled.
He was a great regular season coach.
He was. Yeah. They never could win the big game. All right, let's get it kicked off with Greg in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Greg?
Awesome, man. Thanks for the privilege, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I'm going to go down the list. Brandon Staley's on trial, and here's the indictment. He gets players injured. He does the fourth and long crazy stuff. And a big, big indictment is he can't beat Andy Reid, no matter what. He's limited. To me, it's like watching a Nintendo coach over there on the
right.
sideline.
Right, he does look like he's playing Madden at times.
No, he does.
He's staring down at the little sheet he has, and there's no real football instinct in this guy. So I'm a Chargers diehard since 78. So he's got to go. If you can upgrade, you do it. It's one thing in football. The main thing is your coach can't be a liability, and Brandon Staley is a liability.
Greg, we're not going to argue with you.
The Jaguars this weekend, Rob, like I said, I just can't trust this dude. And they're a lot like the Cowboys, too, Rob. You really don't know which team's going to show up.
No.
Their ceiling's high when they play well, but you don't know if they're showing up.
Right. And you shouldn't be like that. They're too talented. They got too much talent, right, Chris. Remember, they were the can't-miss-the-playoffs team. Like coming in with their roster.
For a few years, they've been talented.
Absolutely. Paul in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you?
What's up?
I'm good, man. As like the other caller said, I'm for the Chargers losing this game.
Wow.
Brandon Staley is a liability, man. I've seen enough of him. I was watching last week, and I was like, there's no way this guy is going to put injury-prone Mike Williams, Joey Bosa, and them out there and put them in danger, knowing how he's been struggling with injuries all season.
Right. They've been a team struggling with that.
Right, yep. And that game was meaningless, Paul.
Meaningless. He still did it. He still did it in spite of and came on interviews giving stupid excuses about 48-man rosters and all kind of foolishness, but he found a way to take them out in the end of the game anyway. Like, it's just crazy to me. He's still even coaching this team right now, and it's very frustrating for me to say that, you know, to want my team to lose in spite of him. But if it means getting him out of there, so be it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you. Kev in Culver City, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, fellas?
How you?
What's up, man?
Blessings. Blessings to you, Chris. Blessings to you, Rob. Happy New Year.
Definitely
love the show, man. Love all you do for the community. I definitely got a request. You got to play some Flashlights before the show's over. But
right,
I think
you got that out. Flashlight.
We got to win this game, because when you got a player like Justin Herbert, in my opinion, the best quarterback in football, you got to maximize your opportunity to win a Super Bowl. We saw what happened last season. We got my boy Big Rashawn Slater coming back from Northwestern next week if we win. We got Derwin James. We're finally healthy. We got Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, and Brandon Staley's got to be the dumbest coach in the NFL. If you put Rob Parker in a Chargers outfit and you have him coach the team in Week 18, he wouldn't play any starter.
No!
Why would you play Mike Williams and get him hurt? Get my girl Lindsay Rhodes on the show. She was doing the Fantasy Zone. She's on Sirius. She was screaming. don't put these guys in. And we got Hurts said, what are you doing?
Everybody, right. Everybody
hated the move. It's so stupid.
And, Kev, the thing is, and Chris knows this, it was a first guess, Chris, not after the fact.
Right.
People were questioning it before because they were like, this makes no – what are you doing? Like that's the bad part. When everybody and their uncle knows you shouldn't be doing it and you do it anyway.
And, Rob, one of the things I'm concerned about – look, the players are professionals. Obviously, they want to win. But the tight end, Gerald Everett, he said it was demoralizing after the game when Williams got hurt. And a couple other guys got banged up. And when they're saying that, Rob, you wonder, has Staley lost that team for moves like this? And if that's the case – they may not be able to play at their best. They might try, but if you don't believe in your coach, you're probably not going to be at your best. So we'll see this weekend, but those are some of the reasons I picked Jacksonville. Our next guest, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest ever. Lace him up. Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Where's his music? Is he here?
Yes.
All right. But we'll
here
bring
it comes.
Him in.
Wait a minute. Here it
beat.
Comes. Here it is.
That's
coming.
Our man, Rod Wood. Here we go. Rod was like, I'm not coming on.
Right.
I'm not saying a word until I hear my music, my theme music.
Very
What's
nice.
What's up, man?
What's
How
up? What's
you?
Up?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. We are good. Let's start here. You saw Patrick Mahomes, 49 of the 50 votes for the all-pro team, and looks like he'll be the MVP. The voters are essentially the same. I think he's the best quarterback in football. I think he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. I mean, obviously, you can't call him the GOAT yet, but I think he's that guy. But do you think, like, beginning of the year – preseason, a lot of places had him ranked fifth as the best quarterback, third best quarterback, things like that. Do you think he is the best quarterback in the league?
Yeah, I think he's playing like the best quarterback in the league. You know, everybody was, you know, giving him, criticizing him, and rightfully so, because he, you know, he was inconsistent last year. You know, he was better at the end of the year than he was at the beginning and the middle. But the way he played throughout this year, the way he's kind of adapted his playing style, not always having to take those shots and taking what's given him. And, you know, when he did that little kind of that little shuffle pass for a touchdown going up to the sideline, you know, he's very impromptu. He has, you know, I don't know if I would go as far as what you said, he's best quarterback ever, because you know, there's different rules, different set, you know, different circumstances, the way the receivers get open today, the way quarterbacks protected in the pocket, out of the pocket. I can't, you know, I'm not going to, it's hard for me to really compare generational players, but he is a generational quarterback. I think he could have played in every generation and been successful. With that being said, I think he is the best quarterback to play in the National Football League right now. He's just so dynamic in his playmaking ability and his adapt to, and how he just adopts to how defenses are playing him, and how he just does some of the things you'll say, please, every other guy in the room, do not do that. But he can get away with it.
Rod, I look at two games this weekend, and I think the Chargers have to win probably to help Brandon Staley keep his job, and the Cowboys need to win for Mike McCarthy to keep his job. Is that probably true?
I think McCarthy might be, because we know, you know, Jerry Jones, you know, he wants to win. And, you know, they last time they won a road playoff game was 92. I was still playing. I was a young player.
You had plenty of time left.
I was a young player.
Is that
time,
really so. What it is? 92? My God. I didn't even
know. I believe I'm right. If the last road win in the playoffs for them is 92. So just think about, you know, so I think you're right about that. Staley, I don't know if the owners are that you know, that aggressive at times. I just think he needs to – his analytics just makes no sense to me at times. Some of the things that he would do in the game,
right,
some of the decisions he makes as a head coach and puts his players in these positions, it just are baffling to me. I get analytics, but I don't think you can go just by the paper because the papers have no feelings.
Right.
The coach has to have feelings of how the flow of the game is going for his players on that day and then adjust to that. And sometimes he just doesn't seem like he does that.
Rod, talking about the Cowboys, I just feel personally, I mean, I think they're inconsistent. They're, you don't know what game. Are they going to bring their A game? Are they going to be there, bring their C-minus or even F game? We saw their F game last weekend. And I just think Jerry Jones has created a culture there that's just kind of not conducive to winning the whole thing. Now, I mean, you know, some people could disagree with that, that they can say that doesn't matter. But I just think when the owner's talking and making these brash comments, every week he talks after the game. Every week he's out, you know, he's on the radio. I just think it creates, and there's no other owner like that. I think it creates an atmosphere where it's just made, I don't know if it's too loosey-goosey, it's too much drama, but it just seems like, you know, you don't see that in Pittsburgh, New England. So the franchises that are, you know, the best franchises in the league, San Francisco, you don't see that type of foolishness, if you may use that word, coming from ownership. Do you think that can that type of culture can trickle down and have a negative effect on the players?
If you don't have leaders on the team, you can. And, you know, every time that I see a team that doesn't have stability in the locker room, on the field, and the way they play, you know, I always take it, I bring it back to the players. You know, the owner can say whatever he wants to, but the players have to be able to adjust. But it still can rattle the cages, right? There's a lot of guys who are on the bubble. It's not a lot of guys who need motivational speaking, you know, to or for before the game. But, you know, maybe 75% of the players, they need that from their coaches. So could a owner speaking, you know, disrupt the chemistry or disrupt the flow? I think it can. I think all the great organizations, you know, of the in the NFL, the owners are kind of out of it.
Right.
Right. They let the coaches coach, let the players play, they let guys go. But, you know, Jerry Jones, he owns a team. It's his. He spent a lot of money for it. They're worth a lot of money now. He feels that he has a right to do that, and he does. It's his. Does it affect the team? I think it does in a certain aspect. But then I think the ownership has to still come to the players and the leadership of the older players on the team to take charge and say, it doesn't matter what he says. We have to control our outcome. We control how we play and what happens on the field by the wins and losses that we have individually, which makes it collectively if we're going to win or not.
You know, I agree with that, but here's the only problem when you think about the Cowboys and you wonder, because I do agree with the players, but they've had a quarter century of players. And when you think about it now, Rod, this is the one you talked about, that road win. How about this? Four teams haven't played in the NFC championship and in a conference championship in the last 26 years. And it's like the Lions, it's the expansion Browns, it's the another expansion team, and then it's the Cowboys. Like, there's four teams. One is the Lions, okay, and then there are two expansion teams, and then the Cowboys. The only constant is Jerry Jones. Right. Bill Parcells has been coach. They've had T.O. They've had great running backs. They've had Tony Romo put up all these great numbers. They've done everything. The only constant is Jerry Jones. That's the shocking thing about the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's his team, and I would say he's done a lot of good things for the league, right, in the sense of bringing money in and all that. I just wish he wasn't so upfront and let his coaches and GM do their jobs. And, you know, sometimes when you're micromanaging, it does affect the players on the field. But I'm still making the players take ownership, because they're still the one who's walking between the white lines and have to make the plays and have to win losses.
And, now, and the other team was the Texans. Texans.
Yeah, that's not a good group.
It's a terrible group.
Rod, you saw Micah Parsons was left off the players' all-pro team. You know, the players voted through the Players Association. It was Nick Bosa and Myles Garrett. So do you think that Parsons should have been over one of those guys, or he's great, but it just is what it is, and it was a fair vote?
Well, it is. I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can't cry over spilled milk. It's over. But, you know, didn't Nick Bosa miss some games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
And I don't think he missed a ton, but I'll check it now. But I think he missed a few.
He missed a few games, right? I can't remember if Parsons missed any games or not. But with that being said, you know,
Bosa played 16.
He played 16, so he just missed one.
Yeah.
So, you know, but Parsons came out shot like out of a cannon, right?
Right.
I mean, he was just on fire the first half of the year. And the second half, it kind of cooled off, which you kind of expect from rookies. Right, because it's a long season, man. It's, you know, that's about time the college season is over, and that's the heart of the NFL season. So you're finishing all that stuff up. I'm not a fan of the players voting.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Tell me why, please, Rod.
I don't think the players should vote. We didn't vote when I was playing.
We agree with you.
Because they vote for friends.
And they vote for people they don't like. And you know what? We said it before, Rod. When the NBA gave the players the vote, 140 players didn't vote for LeBron for the All-Star game. What does that tell you?
I mean, I just don't think players should vote for anything, because why? Let the fans vote. You know, let it be a popularity contest. So let the
media
reporters vote. But let them vote. But the players shouldn't vote for anything. I mean, now you should vote for – now I kind of get it for the All-Star game, because you're playing against each other. But, you know, back in the day, we did it with respect. Like, hey, man, I got much respect for this dude, even though I don't like him. We still voted for him. Today, these guys just vote for their buddies.
Right.
Right? They all work out together. They kumbaya.
Vacation together.
They vacation together, you know, which is, it's not a bad thing. But when you step on the field, you gotta be able to put all that aside and say, hey, man, I know you're my boy, but I'm still going to bust you in the mouth.
Hey, you know what, Rod? You were always our guy, and tonight solidified it. I'm 100%. Chris and I are 100% with you.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. All right, that's our man.
Yes.
Rod Woodson.
Have a good weekend.
We'll talk to you next week, man. Yeah, have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rob Parker was all that stuff he talked about Sean McVay. He's a front runner. He's running for the hills at the first sign of danger. Well, Sean McVay is back. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So go ahead and get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, your RV, your boat, your ATV, and more. And then all your protection will be in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Hey, Chris, I should have been 3-0 last night. You ready? I had the Celtics. I had the Mavericks. The Mavericks covered. They beat the Lakers by 4 in double overtime. The spread was 3.5. Good. Yeah. And then the one game I lost, I took Milwaukee -6.5. They beat the Bucks, but they only beat them by 6. So by half a point, if they would have won by 1 point, I would have had the hat trick. All right, here we go. I got tonight and football, wild card weekend. All right, Pelicans -5.5 in Detroit. I got the Pacers +3.5. They're hosting the Hawks. And I have the Wizards +3.5. They're hosting the Knicks in D.C. All right, wild card weekend. I got the Seahawks +9.5, the bad weather. I think the 49ers win, but they only win by 7. I'm taking the Jaguars +2.5. I think they upset the Chargers. I got the Bills -13.5. I'm sorry, I can't do anything Dolphins. even 2 touchdowns, I just can't see it. Giants at the Vikings. I'm not a big Giants guy or Vikings guy, but I'll take the Vikings -3. Bengals -9 over the Ravens. No quarterback, no way. And I'm taking the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys win by 10 or more points. Wow. I am the opposite of everybody else.
Wow.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
When's the last time you picked Tom Brady?
Against Matthew Stafford,
2003?
I think. I think against Matthew Stafford, I think, maybe. All right, wow. There you go. I'm not telling you who to bet on. Thank I'm God. Telling you who I bet on.
Just come clean with us, Rob. You got to say that, don't you?
What? No, there's no.
I'm not telling you who's been on. I'm just telling you.
Matter of fact, our social media guru Elijah Chris. If you see Shekel City on social media, he has it down on the bottom. He put it in there. At the bottom, which is pretty cool.
There must be something legal.
I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. Thank you. Elijah, I appreciate that. Safe part. Chris doesn't have to know that it's a legal tag in case somebody blames me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Sean McVay will be back, Rob.
Chris, minus 3.5? No, 3.5. Okay.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, he must have got talked back into it or shamed by the players, or he was shamed and they wagged their finger at him. What are you doing, coach? How are you going to just bail out and be a rat overboard on a ship sinking Titanic? He changed his mind. Chris, what did he have to change his mind about? When they asked him the other day before the last game of the year and after the game, he could have easily just said, I'm back. I just signed a new contract extension. What are you asking me? He didn't say that. So don't act like...
He wasn't sure.
Well, because there was a chance that he was going to jump off a ship like a burning ship like a rat.
There was a chance he would have left. But I just wouldn't have had a problem with it. I just would have been like,
you know, it's
hey,
funny. I talked to Rodney Pete today on the radio here in Los Angeles on his show, Rogan and Rodney, AM 570, a former NFL quarterback. And I wanted his opinion, Chris, because he's a former player or whatever. And, of course, he took my side and thought it was like coach jumping off when things getting bad and it wasn't a good look. And he was glad that he stayed, but he thought had he bailed out on his team, he wouldn't have felt the same way about him. And I thought
if he would have left. And if he would have gone somewhere else immediately, I get that. You know, like say he went to the Chargers or Denver or something. But, I mean, if he just needs a year or two off, I get that. You know, I mean, I'm sure he burns the midnight oil. And I do think he, you know, that's his challenge is burnout. So I would have been fine with it. But regardless, he'll be back. I don't know, Rob, you expect much from them? You know, let's assume they're healthy. Stafford, Kupp, all these guys. I don't know. I just think he's a good coach. I think they'll be good, but I don't think they'll be great.
No, I think that window open and close.
They'll probably, you know, I think they can win 10, 11 games maybe, but nothing beyond that. I definitely don't think they can come in and win the Super Bowl. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, here on Fox Sports Radio. We got 2 hours left, folks. So you know what to do on this Funky Flashback Friday. B-side Funky Flashback Friday. Keep it locked!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.